Welcome to your weekly Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Friday, February 16th, 2024. We have an interesting lineup of stories that have shaped the financial landscape this week. Let's dive straight in. A statement from central bank official Michelle Bullock has fueled concerns in the marketplace about businesses potentially using inflation as an alibi for unnecessary price hikes. Speaking recently to Senate Estimates, Bullock voiced her doubts about the impact of market concentration, especially in the supermarket sectors, which are currently under heavy scrutiny from the government. Without going so far as to accuse any specific firms of price gouging, Bullock stressed the significance of competition as a controlling factor for pricing. With global economic pressures bearing down, we can expect regulators and consumer groups to keep a close watch on this situation. From central banks to super funds, UniSuper, a significant pension fund for the higher education sector, is extending its property portfolio with a $260 million investment in an industrial hub. Situated just 15 kilometers from Melbourne's central business district, this site was once owned by Orica and is diversified across a whopping 66 hectares. With plans spearheaded by advisories such as GPT, amid a $3 billion property mandate, the Deer Park project envisages the creation of over 330,000 square meters of logistics space. As a green initiative, the project targets a 5-star NABERS energy rating, indicating a strong emphasis on sustainability. It could well catalyze regional economic growth and strategically strengthen UniSuper's asset base, already valued at a hefty $8 billion in unlisted property assets. Moving on to the regulation side, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority has commanded a broker to compensate a body corporate $1,250, along with an apology, for its shortcomings in managing a storm damage insurance claim. The broker's underperformance in establishing clear lines of communication with both insurer and client post-incident led to this penalty. It's noted that even though they had no command over the insurer's decisions, the broker was obligated to act in the client's best interests, which regulators found to be lacking. This ruling by the FCA is a stern reminder for all financial service providers of their responsibility and accountability towards their clients. And in a major shakeup to the online travel insurance sector, Financial Services Online has teamed up with Vim Travel to deliver an innovative and dynamic online platform for comparing and purchasing travel insurance. This collaborative platform, equipped with real-time quotes, customizable coverage scales, and comprehensive coverage for issues related to COVID-19, aims to reshape the travel insurance purchase experience. Vim Travel, known for its comprehensive range of insurance options and dedicated customer support, provides a new level of assurance to travelers navigating the post-global health crisis landscape. That wraps up our weekly financial services news. We hope you found these updates insightful. For more information, or if you are looking to compare quotes, be sure to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week with more financial news.